Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Now, Showcase Ireland is one of Ireland's largest international trade fairs, where designers and craft makers provide a choice of contemporary and heritage collections. They offer innovation, quality, sustainability, and a distinctive point of difference to retail buyers right across the globe. It's an event I've attended and reported on for many years, but like many other events this year, it's gone virtual. I'm delighted to be joined now by Eddie Shanahan. He's a board member of the Design and Crafts Council, and of course he's an old friend of this show. Eddie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby.
Great. How are you, Eddie? Just maybe tell us a little bit about our listeners, a little bit about Showcase. I know it well. It's effectively a trade fair that showcases Irish design and craft, and it would normally have been attended by thousands of international buyers. So this move to online is significant, no?
Well, it's significant and a direct result of the global pandemic. Showcase celebrates its 45th year this year. And about this time last year, we were preparing for our most successful show in the history of the event. As you said, it attracted buyers from all around the world. And we were looking forward to repeating the success in 2021. Very quickly, we found ourselves in a very different scenario where there were restrictions worldwide on buyers' ability to travel. There were restrictions on holding trade fairs, and we needed to think very quickly as to how we would pivot Showcase. For the Showcase board, it was never an option to do nothing. This is a very important trade fair for a very important sector. So we set about exploring the options, and we finally decided on a platform on which we've constructed a virtual fair that will allow our makers and designers to have one-to-one virtual meetings with some of the most important buyers from Ireland and around the world. And I'm glad to say that at this point, just before our opening on Monday, we have buyers registered from 17 countries. And on Monday morning, the Tánaiste has recorded a special welcoming launch message, and that will go out to kickstart the event, which will run until Friday, the 29th of January.
Eddie, this is a sort of a trade-only fair, isn't that right? Just that it's not,
yes.
It was never really open to the public per se, but the commerce transacted each year at this fair in January is very significant.
Yes, I mean, traditionally, this fair would turn over 26 million euros in 4 days in January. So it is a very, very significant fair. But it's significant in lots of ways because of the way it's structured. Showcase Ireland is a subsidiary of Design and Crafts Council Ireland, and it's supported by DCCI, by Enterprise Ireland through its 40 offices around the world, and by the local enterprise network. And so it's a fair that traditionally has brought new entries to the market through the local enterprise network efforts and the Design and Crafts Council efforts. It has supported established designers in the marketplace, and it has a reputation across the world of being one of the best fairs of its kind. I mean, when we did approach some of our international buyers in the early planning of this year's event, the first thing they stated was their disappointment at not being able to come to Dublin.
Yeah.
And to enjoy the traditional hospitality, to see, feel and touch the new range of products. But it's a different world now, and we've had to pivot very quickly. And I'm glad to say there are a significant number of firsts. This is the first virtual showcase event. It was the first time that many exhibitors will have received specific training in virtual selling. We built a virtual selling masterclass for them. It's the first time that Showcase has used a digital catalogue. And we've been able to use that catalogue not just for the buyers who will attend the fair over the days of next week, but we also ran a targeted international campaign through LinkedIn aimed at 153,000 buyers around the world. So they will have the opportunity to link in to the digital catalogue that has live links to all our exhibitors' websites, and that will be a massive brand building exercise for us into the future.
There's probably elements of this whole scenario that have probably changed forevermore, Eddie. Just finally, could I ask you about things like, say, the growth of e-commerce? How is that going to influence, a stage such as Showcase Ireland?
Well, one of the things that we've done is we have commissioned international analyst Frost and Sullivan to produce a special white paper generating global growth through e-commerce. And we're doing a special webinar for all attendees at the virtual showrooms on Wednesday next. And that presentation will point the way forward. I can't give you all of the details of it, but one of the strong pointers coming out of the white paper is that just like retail, wholesale is now becoming a multi-channel operation. So we're no longer talking about bricks or clicks. We're talking about bricks and clicks and new digital tools coming together. And of course, as we come out of the pandemic, there will be different levels of recovery. I think many buyers will question the sustainability of incessant travel. And they will look for new replenishment systems. And what we've also done, as well as the virtual showrooms, is we have repurposed the Showcase website, and that will now become a source guide and a B2B enabled facility for professional buyers around the world on an extended basis. So
okay.
I would see Showcase in the future being a hybrid of the wonderful buzz that we enjoy every year at the RDS in Dublin, supplemented by this new proactive Showcase Ireland website.
All right, Eddie. Well, we wish you every success with us. It is Showcase Ireland. It's on from the 25th to the 29th. That's the next week. And every success with us. And thanks for joining us this morning, Eddie.